Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Joey Chestnut, Naked Competitor, and Tom Ideas. Coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a member of the family, special guest. Here he is.
He is Jaws. He is the world champion eater. He is Joey Chestnut.
Woo, congratulations.
Hello, Joey.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to be back.
Good job. And once again, Joey regaining the title.
Yeah.
You didn't lose last year. You just did not participate due to some technical.
Yeah, yeah. I was banned temporarily.
Yeah. I guess I like to eat a bunch of things, and there was some conflicts.
Yeah,
and,
we figured it out. I noticed that the ratings skyrocketed this year.
Oh yeah, they definitely went up. I think that's good for everybody. It wasn't not just me. It was everybody worked together on that.
Well,
yeah.
How many competitive eaters can you name besides Joey Chestnut? Thank you.
Well, I was going to say.
Well, there's
Kobayashi, but Kobayashi. Is he still eating?
He retired.
Not anymore. He
retired.
Retired.
What about Piggy McCorkle? Remember him? Oh boy! Remember Piggy? Now, Piggy could put it away.
Back in the day,
I've got lots of questions. But first of all, again, congratulations! And was it 70 hot dogs?
70.5.
Ooh.
Oh man,
it was. Yeah, it was nice to get back in the '70s. Didn't quite make a run at the record at 76, but
is that your record?
Yeah.
Why didn't they round up? Come on, be nice.
It's because people are betting on it.
Oh.
Those gambling sites made money because some of them had the over-under above 70 and a half.
Are you serious?
And people think I did it on purpose. I was like, no, I was just...
Tom, we haven't gotten a chance to talk about this. All professional athletes all across the board are experiencing threatening behavior on part of fans / people of betting on their game.
This is a big problem.
Venmo requests. Like, yep. I lost money on this.
Yeah. Maybe you could have eaten two more hot dogs, Joey. Come here. I want to show you my trunk.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Stuff like that. Yes.
I remember
true. In
the early days prior to this problem, I can remember Peyton Manning in here telling us that it started to bug him when people would come up to him, and instead of wanting to know about any particular game, they were upset about certain stats because of their fantasy football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd bugged him because they'd kind of lost the meaning of team sports.
Right.
Because it was all about that. But yeah, that is kind of a weird problem. But Joey, I'm looking at some of the stats here now. You did eat 70 and a half hot dogs, so you received your 17th mustard belt.
Yeah.
Now, do you get a new one each time, or does that same one get passed along?
I got a new one. I have a bunch of them.
Where do you keep them?
Oh, they're all throughout the house. A couple friends have them in their restaurants, but it's nice to have a new one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Endorsed by Joey Chestnut.
Hot dog stands.
They're definitely bars.
I have lots of questions, but we were talking about something that's kind of off topic earlier, which was this naked bowling event tomorrow. We were asking what athletes would be the sexiest, I guess, to see naked.
Mm-hmm.
Your fellow competitors, would any of them be, do you think you'd want to see them nude?
What a question.
Well, Joey gets
this I was picturing things in my head, and I don't think any.
Okay, okay.
You've never competed naked?
I don't think ratings would go up.
Now, I bring this up because Pat Godwin, right over there, sitting next to you, has actually performed at a nudist colony.
Yeah, and a nude cruise, too, yeah.
And a nude cruise.
Yeah. Did you have to go nude?
No, thank God.
That would
never,
be a good
time. You never thought about it. You never even once went, maybe I'll just walk.
No. I'm way too modest for that.
Really?
You know, is that right?
To show off. You know,
yeah.
No kidding.
You'd have your guitar, though.
Yeah, that would work out better for me.
Yep.
You could.
Casey Musgraves went on SNL completely naked with a guitar.
Have you ever seen the video of it's a documentary on Netflix right now, the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Woodstock 99, and Flea was absolutely naked, and he held the bass
they
in
had
front
socks,
of him.
Right?
No. Flea was absolutely naked. I've seen it.
Yep.
Woodstock 99.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
And he's a great bass player.
And every now and then you see the all of Flea.
Oh, really?
He has the bass on front of his, yeah. Wow. He represents himself pretty well.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Well,
and they have played with sock. There was a
the sock
famous
video.
Picture of
I've
socks.
Seen that, yeah.
So maybe that's why he's not embarrassed.
Joy, this is unlike any interview you've ever done where people go the same old questions. So how soon do you go to the bathroom, Joey? No, we're asking about doing the show nude.
Do you think guys that are growers, not showers, are not as inclined to be nudists?
Yeah.
Or do you think guys don't care?
They don't. Nudists don't care about anything.
They don't care?
Yeah. The older you get, the more, you don't care about anything.
They don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the gym?
Yeah.
Those dudes in the
those
gym.
Those old guys do not care.
They're not showing anything off.
They are shaving at the sink with the, at the sink.
And Pat and I know at the same gym, there
it's
was they,
insane.
The guy that was always blowing dry his mm-hmm. nether regions. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was he doing?
Blowing dry his nether regions.
Using the blow dryer. What are they called?
Blow dryer.
The hair dryers hair down dryer. There.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, I don't
the
have
hand
one.
Hand dryer, I believe.
Yeah. And they had to put up a sign asking people not to do that. Because that's, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, you talk about a lack of, they just don't care.
Modesty.
This guy's up there, you know, talking about how he should be running an NBA team.
Well, well, as you've said, you know, he probably put his hand in a mess of goo that used to be his friend, and Charlie came along. You know, he doesn't care about anything.
He's got every right to do that.
That's okay. Right.
Well, we're joined by Joey Chestnut, professional eater. And when did you set the record? When did you do this set? Was it 76 hot dogs?
Oh, my gosh. I think that was 2021.
Now, are you aware that next year, July 4th, is a Saturday, and B,
250.
Yeah. So, it's going to be huge.
You got to eat 250 hot dogs.
Yeah,
you got to get 76.
I would think,
76.
Yeah.
Spirit. At least match the record.
Right, exactly.
You're really going to be under a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Just telling you now, so you might want to start not eating for a while just to give yourself
I'm coming up with a plan. If you watched the video, I looked a little bit chubby, and I'm going to figure it out.
You think you were too chubby to eat hot dogs?
Bit. I've been kind of lazy. I haven't been running. Ever since, remember I had that leg injury?
Yeah.
And I haven't got my cardio back.
Oh, that's right. Then. The holidays fell on your foot. Remember that?
Now, Joey, I have a money-making idea for your friends that run this thing.
Okay.
We've spoken to them.
All right.
Who's the one we talked to? The younger brother, right?
Oh, that's Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, good-looking dude.
Very articulate.
Yeah. And it really sounds like his parents would have said to him, as smart and articulate as you are, you know, maybe you should be, I don't know, helping to write stuff for the president of the United States. But you're talking about hot dogs. So here's my idea. Now, if you're watching the Super Bowl, the game's over. What happens to the coach of the Super Bowl? They dump Gatorade on him.
Yeah.
Hear me out on this. Somebody should step up. I would think it would be one of the mustard companies. Should step up, and that someone should come up with a giant thing of mustard and dump it on the winner. Just think of the publicity they would get.
No, but think about how gross that would be for the person that has to be dumped on.
They're going to give Joey a taste when he walks up to the mustard people. What's the most famous mustard?
French's probably.
You go up to the French's people, Joey Chestnut for French's mustard. They got you in the commercial covered in mustard. I'm saying
I think
a small taste, hundreds of thousands.
And mustard stains, I believe. I mean...
Yeah, the guy would be dyed.
Yeah.
You just don't understand how much money is at stake here.
What if Kobayashi won?
Not enough money.
Kobayashi's retired. Joey's going to win. The question is, can you do 76 hot dogs on the 250th anniversary of this great country of ours?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. I think it's a great idea. Just run it by him. No fee from me. Just a suggestion. I mean, it could be ketchup. That would be controversial because ketchup on hot dogs, that's a big controversy.
Could do relish.
You could do whatever.
Sweet relish.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Now, you dunk your hot dogs in water, and your buns, excuse me, right?
Yeah, just the buns. I get the buns wet.
No, you could always talk to the Gatorade folks.
Dunk them in Gatorade?
What, hey, Christy, do you understand how money works?
I mean, you can do a lot for money.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah, I know.
If someone said to Mr. Chestnut, look, instead of dunking them in water, if you dunk them in Gatorade, we're going to give you $100,000. I think he would go, sign here. No?
I would make it work.
Okay. That's, I'm just saying.
Make a hole, make it wide.
Okay. Let's get to some news.
Joey, have you ever done a cereal eating contest?
I've never done cereal.
Well, we have cereal in the news because the Ferrero Group, known globally for Nutella and Kinder chocolates, is expanding into the breakfast cereal market. They've agreed to purchase Kellogg in a deal worth $3 billion.
I was just going to say, it has to be in the billions, right?
The acquisition includes popular names like Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, and Mini Wheats.
I'm a fan.
What about Honey Bunches of Oats? That's my favorite.
That's everybody's favorite cereal,
man,
isn't it? So
Honey Nut Cheerios, man. It begins and ends there.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That is awesome.
That's like having a bowl of sugar every morning.
Exactly.
It's pretty much dessert in the morning.
Yeah. Like, now, and who makes that one, man? Do you know? Isn't Kellogg's, is it?
I don't know. Post? I'd have to look it up. I can see the box.
No, aren't they based in Battle Creek, Michigan?
I think so, yes.
But I'm a big cereal guy. I eat cereal every morning.
Well, I think because Joey's...
General Mills is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut's trade is food. Perhaps you could share with Joey your process in which you make your cereal every morning.
Every morning I have a bowl of half grape nuts.
And?
And cornflakes.
What about no shredded wheat anymore?
With the hammer?
I've switched.
I do have
shredded wheat occasionally, but
you put a banana in there.
If I had time, I would.
Get a load of this. What do you do to the shredded wheat, Tom?
We take shredded wheat. It comes in those kind of like pucks. You put it in a bag. You take a hammer and bust it all up. Otherwise, when you're eating it, then the puck form, it sprays milk on you.
You go to break it.
Yeah.
He likes it to be mush. At the time of ingestion.
Yeah, but I love Kellogg's cornflakes, by the way, not the organic ones. Those are no good.
You got to be the original.
Got to be the original every morning.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you can just buy the seasoning stuff. Did you know that? Comes in a jar. Yeah, you could sprinkle it on your shredded wheat.
Okay.
And then drive right to the hospital.
Yeah. It's called Cinnadust.
That's a day. That's an entire day.
I was not
day.
Aware of that.
Yeah.
But I'm a big cereal fan, so I'm a good luck to the new Kellogg's. Are they going to change it up a little
Nutella
bit?
Do they have a Nutella cereal? Maybe they'll make a Nutella cereal.
I'm not a fan.
Isn't Nutella really just like a...
It's like a hazelnut spread.
Hazelnut.
No, thank you.
I love Nutella.
Is your go-to cereal Cinnamon Toast?
No, I don't eat cereal at home.
Oh, really?
I stay away from carbs at home. If I have any kind of carbs after these contests, that's when the weight really stays on.
Really?
I can't lose it. Yeah. So during the week, I no carbs, like no sugar, no starches at home. So it's Friday. So my body is like, oh, yeah, I don't have a contest tomorrow.
So you get to eat whatever you want today?
Yeah, it's going to be a cheat night.
Oh.
What does your cheat night consist of?
I think the Fever's playing, so I'm going to go to that game. And I'm going to have some hot dogs for fun and some beer.
What?
Hot dogs for fun?
For casual? Yeah, casual hot dogs.
It's got to be hard for you to go to.
I was at the airport one time, and Joey was sitting at a table having a nice sandwich, and I didn't want to bother him because I know people come up there and go, "What are you eating now, Joey? You big pig?" Yeah. I just let him go, man.
If you get recognized, do they say, "How many entrees do you want, Joey?"
It's usually pretty nice, though. If it's like a nice restaurant or the owner or the chef comes out, they offer me like, "Hey, you got to try this." And they love when I eat it.
Now, I did some math on this. And you ate 70 hot dogs. I'm assuming, and to do this math, I said about 300 calories.
No, did you see the Nathan's? Were they longer this year? They seemed like they were longer hot dogs. I noticed that when I was watching.
That's not fair. Yeah.
They were the same size, but somehow, I might have had a little ring rust. It's been a long time since I've had them in contest.
What's ring rust? She's rusty from being in the ring. Yeah.
Hadn't been
in the ring.
I thought you were
talking about diameter.
I thought you were talking about the exit ring.
Not the exit ring, Pat.
I'll make it more relatable to you, Pat. A long time between drinks.
Ring rust.
Once again, if the average hot dog, say, is 300 calories, I probably could do better and look this up. You consumed more than 21,000 calories in 10 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
Gosh.
So now, can you walk us through briefly the post?
You weren't going to ask
competitive.
Him
about this. No, I'm not going to ask. I have a technical question.
Usually, I offer pictures, but I'll give you video.
Do you have to keep it in for a certain length of time?
I was doing interviews for about an hour and a half.
Oh,
so they're like, their sports center starting, so you gotta stand around and do an interview for them, and it's fine. Like I can tell right away if it's settling deep. Sometimes
settling deep. Oh, no.
These are all technical terms.
If it's not settling deep, then my body's like rejecting it. Oh. It's like I'm fighting. But I knew right away I was gonna be all right. But then it's just like I'm getting more and more tired. And it's like all I want to do is fall asleep, drink liquid, roll over, and then eventually
things
exit. I don't move fast very often.
But okay. But you have to, if you were to, it's the technical, if you were to vomit, that would avoid
If you vomit anytime on stage, you're
out.
It's DQ. So even after even after the contest, people are like, oh, he's DQ'd. It's a late reversal.
How much time do you have?
Until they give you the trophy.
Oh.
Yeah, there's been people who, like, after the contest, they lose it, and then, like, oh.
No, getting the trophy.
The placing's changed.
Ooh. Huh. Well, so it takes a week for your body to really get back normal?
It takes a while. Yeah. When I was younger, I could recover after, like, 3 days. Mm-hmm. And now it's, like, I'm finally feeling pretty close to normal.
Wow. Yeah. And you still like hot dogs?
I love them. Huh. Oh, I love eating. It's like a runner still loves to run, though they look like they're going to die after a marathon.
Yeah,
love to eat.
You know, Christy, they say, do what you love, and you'll never have to work a day in your life or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a documentary with Joey and Kobayashi, really a great documentary. And didn't you say during that your father would steal your food? So you were a fast eater.
You had to eat fast.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.